This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
WGN Chicago.
720 WGN.
It is the Steve Cochran Show. Brian Noonan in for Steve, who will be back with you on Monday at about 9:20 or so. I'm going to give you a chance to go on a Granite Peak ski vacation. All you need to do is pay attention, and that's how you will win those tickets. You must always pay attention, Steve. You know that. I don't like to just give people prizes for dialing a number.
What'd you say?
They must pay attention. Oh. You do not win. Very exciting. If you have not seen The Lion King, you are missing a performance that is just unbelievable. And I'm not the only one saying this. The Lion King has been around for years. It began in 94 as the cartoon, as you know. Huge, huge Broadway success. Huge success in Chicago. And it is back for a limited 7-week engagement through Sunday, January 17th, at the Cadillac Palace Theater. And I'm happy to welcome in two of the cast members. Aaron Nelson is Simba and Nia Holloway is Nala. Thank you both for... And Aaron, I don't know what happened to your chair. You've got one of those chairs that have sunk way down, so I'm going to try to... I see you over there. I know you're lurking behind the screen. Thanks for you both for coming in. I thought it was funny that we said to you, oh, is this early for you guys? And you were both like, yes, yes. We're in the theater. This is very early. And it's after 9 o'clock. Well, welcome. Now, we'll start with Nia. Are you just joining the cast? Is that what I read, that you're new to the cast of The Lion King?
You could say new compared to some of the other people who have been in it. I've been in the show for going on 3 years in June.
Okay.
Yeah, I started when I was 17. So that's probably, it's probably why people say new, because I'm still a kid. But I've been with the show for almost 3 years.
3 years, that's a pretty good run. Now, what's your theater background before you joined The Lion King?
Well, I was always in musical theater in school, like in middle school and in high school. I did local theater in Atlanta where I live. And I had like training outside of school and stuff like that, yeah.
And Aaron, now, how long have you been in the cast?
It'll be 3 years in June of next year as well.
And you're a Chicago native, right?
Absolutely.
What'd you do before you got into The Lion King?
Well, I did regional theater here in Chicago. I did Columbine is 2.0 at American Theater Company. I did Rent at American Theater Company. I did Dreamgirls at Theater 47 at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. And I was a performer and singer at Six Flags Great America.
Oh, wow. What'd you do at Six Flags?
Well, I was in the Fright Fest show. They had a trolley show, and we were like dancing, singing zombies. So
very nice.
A good time.
Dancing and singing zombies. You can't beat that. Look at how jealous Nia is all of a sudden. Oh, I never got to be a singing zombie. So now, 3 years ago, you both joined the cast of this production that has been wildly successful for years. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a lot of pressure, more pressure than stuff you'd done in the past?
Oh, for sure. This show has an amazing history to it, and it's been around for so long. And it's really humbling to be a part of such a timeless show, as you can see, because it's been around for so long, so...
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I was the first guy cast into the Broadway Simba since the opening guy, because usually they'll pull someone from the ensemble or from another company from the tour or somewhere around the world, and I was the first guy to go straight into it, so it was a ton of pressure. And I think I was the youngest at that time, too, to do it. So,
is that right?
Absolutely.
Now, when this happens and you brought into this show, and I'm guessing a production of this magnitude, it's a machine. So there's not a lot of time for you to ramp up, right? You've got to jump in and hit the ground running?
I had a 5-week learning period.
Okay.
Learning period, yeah. That was like rehearsals, but it was like long hours and, you know, all day. And it was... I mean, every day for 5 weeks. That might sound like a long time, but it wasn't.
I would imagine it's not to learn all the intricacies of this production.
Yeah, but we perform 8 shows a week, so you never stop learning. It's like on the job learning also too.
Yeah, I compare it to it's like being an NBA player or something. Actually, our schedule is probably more rigorous because we have something 6 days a week. There are like no 2 days or 3 days off.
Right.
And it's like being in season year round. There is no off season. You have to keep going and going. And going. It doesn't stop.
What's the biggest challenge when you're on stage doing a production this size?
Really every night giving the same energy to an audience. I think that's important. You know, no matter what, you might be homesick or you might not be feeling well, I think it's important to give that audience the same, you know, to give them an amazing experience. So I think every night trying to find a new inspiration, a new inspiration to give the audience.
Yeah, because I would imagine it would be tough. You said 8 shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all of us, after a while, if you're doing the same thing over and over, even as exciting as being in The Lion King is, mm-hmm. there's got to be times where your mind would start to drift and you're like, oh, what am I going to have for dinner? Oh, you know, I got to sing.
You really can't go into autopilot. You know, right. You have to force yourself every show to give it the same attention. And, you know, it starts off stage too. You know, you can't take days off working out or working on your voice. You just can't, you know, the people who pay, you know, for these tickets and these families that are seeing the show for the first time, and a lot of families, you know, and for children, it's their first time seeing theater.
Right.
So it's really important that you, that we give the attention and specificity every single show. And it can be hard. Like you say, sometimes you're up there and it's like, oh, look, I would like a deep dish pizza right now. but, you know, you just really have to stay focused. And luckily we have each other. And, you know, times that I fall out of rhythm and I get on autopilot, I just look at Nia and I can see she's focused. And it's like, okay, we're back. So let's do it.
Yeah, same.
Aaron Nelson is Simba and Nia Holloway is Nala. They are in the production of The Lion King, which is in a seven-week limited engagement. It's running through January 17th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. You can get your tickets at BroadwayInChicago.com or go to the Cadillac Palace Theater box office, which is at 24 West Randolph Street. If people haven't seen The Lion King, how would you, because, you know, most of us, if you have kids, you've seen the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And people might be, you mentioned it's for families and a lot of kids will come to this. Mm-hmm. How would you describe it to somebody who hasn't seen it? Because until you see the production, you can't really fathom it.
Wow. I mean, you know, it's really something that's, it's really a one of a kind thing. You know, like you said, it's, you know, it's kind of ineffable to describe it. But I would say, if you've never seen theater before, if you've never seen a Broadway show, even if you have seen theater, if you want to see the costumes, the puppetry, and our opening number, I would say is the best opening number in musical theater history. You know, and it's not just for kids. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not one of those things people think is just for, you know, just for families or just for kids or it's just a kids show. This is a good date night thing if you're for adults. It's for kids. It's for everybody because everyone can get something out of the show.
Yeah, I don't care how old you are. It's a magnificent visual, which is always great. And you know, people come in, they expect the movie. Well, the story's the same, mm-hmm. but the visuals and the acting and the singing, it's just,
oh, yeah,
it's just
great.
It's
so much more emotional. And, you know, you'll get even more emotionally invested because you see real people up there, you know. All I can really say is you're going to have an amazing time. If you're 9 years old, if you're 90 years old, and when those lights go down, prepare to be amazed.
All right, now I have to ask you this. I talked to some folks the other day from the Goodman for Christmas Carol, and I'll ask you the same kind of thing, because we've heard a lot of stories about Broadway performances stopping because audience members are being unbelievably rude. What have you experienced from an audience that you just went, I can't believe you paid this kind of money to come see a show like this and you're acting this way?
I don't think I've ever experienced anything ridiculous. I mean, you have the regular crying babies, the, you know, the man who's coughing really, really loud and won't just get up. But nothing super, super obnoxious. And then you really, honestly, though, we probably don't even hear half of the things people are doing,
okay.
because you have to be so focused, and we probably only can hear like the first three rows.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have like the kid who's like, you know, Scar's doing something. I know one kid was like, he's bad. Like heard one kid do that one time.
Right.
You know, sometimes it kills me, you know, because all the lights are low. So when we see, look onto the audience, we see blackness and we'll see some of the exit signs or something like that. And you see this guy or a woman in the front row just on their cell phone the whole time. I'm like, you must not have bought this ticket.
Yeah. I was going to say, you didn't pay the price. And tickets, we, you know, Broadway tickets are expensive, but tickets start at $35 mm-hmm. to see The Lion King. So there's a price point for everybody. Listen, Aaron, Nia, it was very nice meeting you. Congratulations.
Oh,
break
thank
a leg
you.
On the rest of the run.
Thank
the
you.
Lion King runs now through Sunday, January 17th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. You can go to BroadwayInChicago.com to get tickets. You can go to the Cadillac Palace Theater box office, which is at 24 West Randolph. Do you like using the phone? Sure. Call 800-775-2000. You can get your tickets there. Aaron Nelson is Simba and Nia Holloway is Nala. Go see them in The Lion King. Nice job, guys. Well, good luck and
thank
break
you.
A leg. All right, let's do
thank
this,
you.
And then we'll give you a chance. Do you like skiing? You want to go skiing for a couple days on us? Well, hang around. We'll give you a chance on WGN.